Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Woohoo! Yay! Give yourself a hand. We made it through March of 2022. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's really hard to believe that the first quarter of 2022 gone, done, past, right in the past. So congratulations to all of you who are watching, listening, that you survived 2 years, almost 3 years. Let's see, when did this start? 2020, 2 years of the Twilight Zone. And we're not quite done yet, but we're getting there. We're almost at the end. So thank you for tuning in this morning to health and well-being. We're going to be better this next quarter, this next year, than we've ever been, because the stars and the planets are helping us. We have so much help right now from the universe. And that's why all week long I was listening to what I call duality comments about the event at the Academy Awards on Sunday. And I thought, where do I take this? And how can we heal? My concern was mostly about healing from judgment and healing from bad, good, wrong, right. Because that's what I heard all week long about the award. Now, if you missed my show on Sunday night, and I think a lot of you missed it because you were watching the drama on the Academy Awards show. Because we were competing. The Academy Awards was on 8 to 10 Sunday night, and I was on Blog Talk Radio talking about redefining sex and love on Blog Talk. If you missed it, you should go back, because what we saw demonstrated partially, not wholly, we saw a demonstration at the drama on the Academy Awards of love, one individual's perspective and understanding of love. You know, if I love my wife, I'm going to defend her, right? That's the kind of drama I think played out. I would never have even known the Academy Awards were on until I saw the headline the next day about the flap around the world, because I had was paying no attention. I stopped watching the Academy Awards. Holly weird, long time ago. But I see this as a wonderful universal gift. The drama and the event that played out at the Academy Awards is a gift from the universe. And we're going to talk about that today as we master our emotions and our desire to slap. And number one, I'm guilty. I'm going to start with me. And I hope that you'll confess up yourself, because I've been slapping people all week long. And you know why I'm slapping people up here and not here? Because I have mastered my emotions. I see people walking around in masks all the time, and I just want to slap them. Why do I want to slap them? Because for me, for my experience, my subjective truth is, you are complying with the lies and the deception and the untruth, first of all, about this sacred temple. A virus can kill you. No, that's not what kills people, but fear will certainly bring you to a low level of vibration. So when I've seen people with masks on, I've had in my mind, take that damn mask off. But I hold back because I realized, just like yesterday, I was washing my car, cleaning my car, and a woman's walking on the sidewalk with a mask on and her phone on her ear talking. And I wanted to slap her. That's how I feel. I'm honest, being honest. Because here you are with behavior, the cell phone on the ear that they say causes brain tumors, okay? If you've done your research, there are all kinds of scientific reports, experiments that say if you hold your phone up against your ear all the time, especially in your breath, all that, you're creating tumors in your body, is what they say. Now, I don't practice that. But here's a woman walking down the street with her phone in her ear and a mask on. I'm like, slap her. So I wanted to wake her up. And then I moved my car to my son's driveway to vacuum the car. And here she comes again. And I yell out to her, take that mask off. Instead of slapping her, I just yelled at her. I said, take that mask off. And she said, and she laughed. She laughed. She said, I have allergies. And I just shook my head and turned around and said, shut your mouth to me. Be quiet. Leave her alone. That's what I was saying. Like, just leave her alone. She has allergies. That's a whole nother story. You're walking around with a mask on. You have allergies. Okay, whatever. And still talking on her phone. So I said, take a deep breath. And my sons always remind me, Mom, stop it. You don't have any control over that. So, but that's where I see mastering your emotions is, first of all, keep it up here and then process it. That's part of it. We're going to talk. We've got lots of experts coming on today to help us master our emotions, desire to clap people. So, and the event at the Academy Awards was all about a gift from the universe for all the thousands and billions of people who watched that and who have since watched it to wake up about your own emotions and feelings, to reach out to other people and slap them, or even in your mind that you think you need to slap someone into your truth, your power, your feelings. So that's what we're going to get into, but we know you came here to do some joint rolling, right? And so that's what we're going to do first. That's why I'm on the floor first, and then I'll be up in my studio afterwards. But this behind me is my new home. I got the light coming in over there. It rained all last night. I hardly slept because I don't have any insulation on my ceiling yet. So the rain on the roof was like loud, and it was raining all night long. So I was in and out of sleep, like thinking, listening to the sound of rain on my roof, which was in some ways soothing, in some ways not, because after a while it was like just annoying. But that's okay. I got a little bit of sleep, but I'm here, I'm up, and ready to roll, and I hope you are too. Why are we rolling joints? Because our body needs to move more, eat less, to be healthy. And rolling joints activates what they call synovial fluid in the joints, that lubricates the joints and help you have a much easier journey throughout the day, and your joints aren't cracking and creaking and stiff. So it helps you move around without stiff joints. So that's why we do our neck, we do our shoulder joints, we do our wrist and ankle joints, we do our knee joints, and then we roll our leg around to get that synovial fluid moved in our hips. Then we come back up and just give our vagus nerve some love and massage, because the vagus nerve is like the tree of life. It's a big chunk of vein of nerve from your back of your brain stem all the way down your spine and all throughout the body, like branches of a tree. So we want to give that some love too. So let us get on the floor if you can. And let's start, before I put the music on, let's just start with rolling our neck. Put that chin down to the chest, and let's just roll our neck, loosen up our neck. And I don't know if you've heard me say this, but Serena and Venus Williams did a video on their workout procedure, what they do to work out to loosen up and be flexible and do their very best. And the first thing they did was, guess what, neck rolling. I was so surprised. So we are among the greats. When we roll our neck around, and let's stop and go the other direction and loosen up the muscles in the neck, which is carrying this heavy brain. When you think about how much the brain weighs and how much weight this neck has to carry, woo, we need to be loosening up our neck all day just to stay pain-free. That's what we want, a pain-free body, right? So let me put some music on. I'm going to bring my laptop down here in case my Blog Talk family. We're going to put some music on. The Sounds of Blackness is my favorite song because the words and music just help us roll, right? Listen to, if you haven't listened to the words of this Time for Healing, powerful words, especially about where we are in our journey. Time for Healing, because the world is full of anger and violence, and that Academy Award drama was just, it was a gift. I want everyone to be thinking about emotional mastering and healing desire to slap, because we got a gift from the universe at the Academy Awards demonstrating how powerful childhood memories are and being triggered, all those things. And it's not good, bad, or wrong, right. Let's get out of the duality that I've seen all week long in the comments, duality. Good, bad, wrong, right. We're going into the fourth and fifth dimension where there is no good, bad, wrong, right. And we're going to show you today in our audios with experts. I have a psychologist coming on and a coach coming on, and just general information about the emotions that will bring us to master our emotions. That's what we need. That's what the people at the drama at the Academy Awards reminding us to master our emotions and not blame, and stop this good, bad, wrong, right, because that was a gift. All those people watching that then and now is a gift from the universe to inspire, motivate us to do better. So let's do some joint rolling first of all. Take care of this body first.
Thank you. against their sisters and brothers, yeah.
Thank you. rubbing those hands together, and place those hands behind your neck, the back of your neck, and squeeze that vagus nerve. Massage the back of the neck. Squeeze and release. 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 Now let's take some deep breaths. Breathing in. Inspire, inspire, and expire through your nose. Inspire, inspire through the nose and expire through the mouth. Inspire, inspire, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in and expire, expire. Breathe in, 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 more, 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 more. And expire, expire. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Get all that oxygen as much as you can to the brain. We're going to be using our brain more than anything the next few minutes. Deep breath in and expire, expire. One more. Inhale, 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 and exhale. Let's just bring our shoulders up, bring our shoulders up and release. Bring your shoulders up, shoulders up, shoulders up, and release. Woo-hoo, give yourselves a hand. I'm going back into my studio, and let's get rolling on emotional mastering and healing, the desire to slap. Woo-hoo, I want to give a shout-out, first of all, to Jada Pickett and Will Smith, because I've watched the Red Table Talk for a couple of years now, and nobody has to reveal all that stuff they reveal. And in fact, the Red Table Talk could be called "Put Your Shit on the Table and Let's Talk." So I'm giving a shout out of love and appreciation and gratitude to Will Smith and Jada Pickett, because they, especially Jada, because they have put all their shit out there. And for us to be healed, the whole purpose of Red Table Talk, if you haven't watched the Red Table Talk, I hope you make it your business to go to Facebook. It's one of the best things on Facebook. There's not a whole lot of good stuff other than your best friends on Facebook. But I'm in love with both of them for being honest. And I would say my opinion is that drama, that event on Sunday night that most of you were watching, instead of listening to my show about redefining sex and love, most people chose to watch the drama. But that was a display, in my opinion, of honest emotions. Honest emotions. And we don't have to always express our honest emotions, but they do. Especially all over. Holly Weird is all about stuff that we don't even want to talk about here, but especially when something like that happens and someone is expressing honest emotions, I'm like, wow, that's good. That's good. It's not good or bad, because we slapping people all day. And I want to know, any of you who aren't slapping people all day with your thoughts. I know I am. I'm confessing today. I slap people all day, and I'm here to heal that and master my emotions. And I don't go around physically, but mentally. As I said, if you're just joining me, my mental slapping has been with people still wearing a mask over their face. I'm like, why are you still doing that? Because in my mind, it represents compliance to a psychopathic government and a sick care medical system, okay? And so you're still covering your face. And as the woman yesterday told me, I was talking about, I was watching this woman as I was cleaning my car, walking down the street with a cell phone on her ear talking and a mask on her face all by herself. And that's where my mind goes, I need to slap her. I just need to. And then everywhere I go, I'm like, why are people still wearing masks? Maybe if I slapped them, they'd wake up. Well, that's not the right way to do it. Well, that's not the best way, let's say that. Because I'm trying to help us move out of right, wrong, good, bad. That's duality that doesn't exist in the fourth and fifth dimension. It's just events that teach us lessons. And that's what we want to talk about today. What are the lessons you learned from the drama event on Sunday night? And instead of, I would strongly suggest you listen to my Soul Purpose Healing show that I did, because it was like a parallel to what was going on the drama, in the drama show at the academies, with what I was talking about on Soul Purpose Healing. And my brother Kwame Sunhorse was in that conversation with me, along with a stranger from Montana showed up on the studio as well Sunday night. And we were discussing how to develop education for our children, especially, and for us, to move into a new definition of love, other than thinking, I have to protect I love my wife, and I need to slap somebody who spoke words that triggered me into slap mode. Woohoo! I love it. Drama, 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 drama. Do we not have enough drama in our life to learn the lessons? And I think that's what the drama, the event on Sunday night at the awards was all about, lessons to be learned by all of us. We've got to admit now that we've been slapping people all our lives, in our mind at least. We may not be violently, physically reaching out to people and slapping them, but I'm one to admit I've been slapping people since this corona madness has been revealed, the Twilight Zone. I've been trying to slap people out of their mask. But as this woman and so many others tell me, well, it's my choice. Okay. And so I'm healing today. I'm healing today from choices people are making to comply with, go along with, agree with the Twilight Zone episode we've been through for the last 2 years of lies, deception, propaganda, and control. And this is hard. This has been the hardest lesson for me to get out of the flat mode, because I'm ready to move on. And so many people are still out there dragging their feet with the mask on. So let's start out. I have some great guests today for you that I found, several guests. There were so many, I didn't know where to end. I was like up late last night putting together these audios for you from people who are experts. One of the experts that I found is a woman named, let's see, where is she? That's the wrong page. It's a woman, a psychologist, who talks about emotions. Okay, today is April. I'm in the wrong page. Today is April 1st. April. They call this April Fool's Day, but we are no longer going to be foolish about our emotional health, right? This is all about emotional health, which affects our mental health. There are still people talking about Will Smith's mental health now and showing old clips of him doing things that contradict what he did and all that. But we want to talk about healing our desire to slap. And one of the things we have to master is our emotions. So this woman, Lisa Feldman Barrett, how emotions are made. I want to start there in case some of us are still on the fence about energy, emotion, and these feelings that we have, even in our adult, that really go back to childhood. You know, I had someone telling me yesterday that, well, you know, some people have bad childhoods and they still turn out okay. Yeah, of course. This is not a dogmatic presentation of this is the only way and this is the only truth. I'm only bringing you an ounce of subjective truth, because we all have subjective truth. In fact, some people say there's no objective truth, because your experience and my experience is all subjective. And how does it become more objective? If we talk about it, we come together, we come and have conversations. We listen to experts who have studied it, researched it, wrote books about it. And so that's what we want to do today, is come to some conclusions about how to master our emotions and not react to words. Isn't that what that drama event Sunday night was all about, a reaction to words? If somebody had stood on that stage and did a dance and did some songs to music, we would never have seen the drama unfold, right? So we saw drama unfold because someone reacted to words. Why? How does that happen that a grown man can react to words? Well, there was so much dynamics around that that created a childhood experience that many of us are neglecting to pay attention to. Some people are saying, well, he ought to be put in jail. For what? The whole purpose of it is to have a universal lesson. That's what the universe brings. When you have a global event like that happen, in my mind, my experience, it's all about what is the lesson? What's the lesson? It's not like, oh, they did a bad thing. Oh, that's wrong. That's right. That's not the lesson. That's why we're talking today about emotions and how they're made. So this is a fairly short introduction to Lisa Feldman Barrett, and she'll give her credentials right at the beginning. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to put a pause on that. I didn't realize how late it was. Wow, time flew. Let me take a commercial break, and when we come back, you'll hear from Lisa Feldman Barrett, a very conscious, intelligent and very informative woman about how emotions are made, and bring us to an understanding of why people react to words with violence even. So let's take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
It has that reputation. So there's going to be a lot of jokes out there. So be careful. Watch it. Keep your eyes open, your brain sharpened. But we're talking this morning about mastering emotions because I realize I've been slapping people a lot in my mind, and I want to heal that because that's what I believe the message is from the drama on Sunday night. If for those of you just joining me and you missed my Sunday show, Soul Purpose Healing, while the drama was going on at the Academy, I was sharing and we were talking about redefining sex and love. And I think it was very appropriate and timely that the universe had me bring that subject while the drama was going on at the Academy Awards, because what you witnessed or what people have witnessed and are talking about is a man who reacted to words spoken about his wife, and he felt, I have to show the love for my wife by slapping someone. Great drama. Ooh. And we really should be out of good, bad, wrong, right by now. Okay, have you heard enough analysis of good, bad, wrong, right? Let's just go into what's the lesson for all of us. And for me, it's about stop trying to slap people in your mind first, about mask, because that's where I am. That's my confession. Every time I see somebody with a mask on in March of 2022, I want to slap them. Get the mask. Come on, wake up. Wake up, people. And yet, that's as bad as what happened at the Academy Awards. Being triggered by what I see, not by what somebody says, but what I see, because my feeling, my experience is that we have been through 2 years of Twilight Zone, lies, deception, propaganda, control, and insanity, basically. And people, in my mind, who are still wearing a mask are complying. They're in compliance instead of resisting the lies and the propaganda and all that. So that's why I get wanting to slap people at this point. It's been 2 years. Come on, get out of that. But the drama at the Academy said, and the universe said, no, 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 no. Let's all get into peace. So we're going to try and do that this morning. And here is, and part of that is my trigger is from a childhood where a mother who was an alcoholic just saddened me. Most of my youth, the experience of being with an alcoholic mother was so sad that my adult life was about controlling events and people who made me sad. And it just makes me sad to see people still in a mask. So that's part of, I realized my mastering has to be healing this need to control people who make me feel sad. And it's just sad to see people walking with a mask on. But it's a slow process. And the thing that I'm learning most in the first quarter was patience. That's been the biggest test. In fact, after this teaching on how emotions are made, I'm going to share with you another slapping event I had because I was totally impatient. So how are emotions made? Let's hear from Lisa Feldman Barrett about how they're made, because some of us lost this knowledge and wisdom when we got caught up in the drama from Sunday night.
I'm Lisa Feldman Barrett. I'm a University Distinguished Professor of Psychology at Northeastern University, and I have research appointments at Massachusetts General Hospital in the departments of radiology and psychiatry, and an appointment at Harvard Medical School. I co-direct a laboratory of 20 full-time scientists and about 70 undergraduate researchers every semester. And we study, among other things, the nature of emotion, how your brain and your body work together to create the emotional events that you experience in yourself and that you perceive in other people. For many centuries, probably millennia actually, there's been a persistent belief in Western civilization that emotions are baked into your brain, some animalistic ancient part of your brain, and that one of these emotion circuits that we all share is the assumption, and that we maybe even share with other animals, will trigger like fear. So, you know, you'll encounter a snake, it will trigger fear. This will cause a diagnostic facial expression, like a wide-eyed gasping face, a change in your body, such as a increase in heart rate, and a tendency to engage in a particular action, like to run or to freeze, and so on. And this idea is not supported by the available scientific evidence, not just in the last decade or two, but really for centuries. So whatever constituted evidence at a particular point in history, there was always evidence that this view wasn't true. It's a deep part of our sort of ideas about ourselves, our ideas about human nature, the idea that we are, we have some sort of animalistic part of our brain that has to be controlled by thinking and rationality, but that's just a deeply cherished fiction. In fact, emotions are not built into your brain from birth. They are built by your brain as you need them in a way that is very specific to the situation. So, for example, fear is not a thing. It's not a single event that has a specific facial expression and a specific change in your body and so on. Fear is a whole group of instances or episodes that vary from one another depending on what's required in the situation. So sometimes in fear, you will make a gasping face. Sometimes in fear, you'll smile. Sometimes in fear, you'll cry. Sometimes in fear, you'll scowl. Sometimes your heart rate will go up. Sometimes it will go down. Sometimes it will stay the same. Sometimes in fear, you will run away. Sometimes you will approach. You might attack. You might freeze. You might faint. There are many, many things that your body will do in fear. And the physiology of your body, the internal systems of your body, are preparing your body to take an action. So any category of emotion is a set of highly variable events where your brain is attempting to make the event that is going to be the most functional in a particular situation. The way that your brain makes emotions is the way that your brain makes every mental event that you experience in your life. Your brain's basic job is to regulate the systems of your body. Brains didn't evolve so that we could think and see and hear. They evolved to regulate the systems of your body. Your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, your immune system, your endocrine system, and so on and so forth, your metabolism, and so on and so forth. And so your brain is always regulating your body from the moment that you're born until the moment that you die. And the sensations that come from that regulation, that is the changes in your heart rate, the changes in your breathing, and so on, those sensations are sent to your brain, and your brain has to make sense of them in context of the other sensations that it's receiving from the world, the sights and sounds and smells and so on that make up your experience of the world. And so an emotion is occurring when your brain makes sense of the sensations in your body in relation to the world in a particular way. So the same ache in your stomach can be a feeling of anxiety. If you are in a doctor's office waiting for a test result, it can be hunger. If you are at the dinner table waiting to eat, that exact same ache in your stomach can also be a gut feeling that someone is untrustworthy, or if you're a judge or a juror in a courtroom, it might be evidence to you that that the defendant is untrustworthy and should be found guilty. That ache in your stomach is the same in each case. It's just that your brain is making sense of what it means and predicting what you should do next differently depending on the context that you're in.
So I hope that was helpful for us, and I say us, United Spirit, to come to agreement about the events on Sunday night as not to be judged with right, wrong, good, bad, but to be honored for the lessons they're teaching us. Now, one of the lessons I want to share with you also, not just the mask making me want to slap people, but I was in traffic, and I shared this, I think, before, but this is another example of how I've been had this mental desire to slap people when they don't go along with my idea of moving fast enough in this universe of change and awakening. So I'm sitting in traffic, and I come to this left turn aisle trying to get across traffic on the other to the other side, and this guy is blocking me, and there's a red light. So all the traffic was stopped. So he's blocking me from getting across the ongoing traffic while the cars are stopped. And I'm like motioning to him, can you please move your vehicle up so I can get by? And he's just sitting there, and I'm like motioning him. He finally rolls down the window and says, be patient. I can't do anything. I can't back up, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yes, you can back up. And then he says, be patient. And somebody moved him. Just before I drove off, I said, shut the fuck up. That's what my slap. I'm giving you an example of my slaps that I do throughout the day. Shut the F up. And I drove off. And as soon as I got to the parking lot, I felt terrible. I felt terrible because be patient is the first quarter of 2022. Was all about lessons of patience for me, building, transforming my new house, waiting for the plumber to show up again and again and again and again, delay, delay after delay after delay. And what I greeted this person saying, be patient with, was shut the F up. That was my slap. So it's just a demonstration for me personally how I need to heal this desire to slap people with words. And I don't think he heard me. I don't know if he heard me or not, because I said it as I was driving through the traffic before the light turned red. And my emotions were like, take a deep breath, because that wasn't necessary. You know, I'm mastering emotions because I'm not reaching out in physical slapping people. But I'm still processing. As she said, the brain is a regulator of all this stuff going on, our hormones, our endorphins, our emotions. The brain is doing the command center here, the regulator. So one of the things we people are failing to observe about the Will Smith thing is this. Well, this guy wrote a book. Okay, throughout my journey to become a life coach, I've been reading people's books to understand their cancers and their behavior. And every book, when they talk about their childhood, that's where it starts. And if you know anything about the author, Will Smith, of the book he wrote about his childhood, he observed a father beating up his mother, and he did nothing about it. So think about that in terms of how people react to adult events because they didn't resolve the childhood events. So that's called ACEs in modern medicine. What is ACEs? I want you to understand how childhood affects you in adults and what ACEs. It's called adverse childhood experience, or ACEs. They've done lots of studies on adverse childhood events, and this is very relevant to the drama event on Sunday night, because we can get out of good, bad, wrong, right if we understand all of us have been impacted and affected by our childhood experiences. Some of us are in denial, I think, especially addicts. I'm starting to see when people are addicted to substances, they deny everything that has to do with their addiction. They will say, well, I had good parents, and that's it. I actually talked to someone yesterday, Pianki. Some of you may know Pianki. He was a caller on the LA show. And I was talking about how most of us have imperfect parents. And he said, I didn't have imperfect parents. I had perfect parents. I'm like, whoa, let me interview you. Let's talk about that. And he had perfect parents. And how does he know? Because he has done a lot of productive things. He built houses. He's built buildings. He's built huge projects, been involved in huge projects. And he's been very productive with very few hiccups, I guess you could say, and problems in his life. He prides himself on being a wealthy entrepreneur, and he says he had perfect parents. Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. I didn't think there were any perfect parents, but there are. And so here's a little education for those who didn't have perfect parents and those of you still wondering whether you have childhood trauma. Let's start there. Do you have childhood trauma? Let's ask that question and listen, and then
not
we'll
right
come
now.
Back.
Just go watch TV. Give me just a second. Go play in your room, and I'll be up in a minute. How many times as a parent did you say that? 5,000 times? If you're like a normal parent, you said that same comment thousands of times to your children. See, this is what people don't realize. That's trauma. People think narcissists are, you know, and all these things that happen to kids that grow into adults that are perfectly imperfect and have drug issues and trauma issues and all this, they think it's severe stuff. Well, of course, in many cases it is. But it's that little comment. Because what's going on inside of a parent in that moment? We're exhausted. We need a break. I don't want to play with you right now. Isn't that true? I know that's hard to admit. Like, it's devastating to admit. There, many times as a parent, we're just drained. Life is tough. And please, can you give me a break from parenting right now? Go play in your room. Go watch TV. I don't have the energy to be your parent in this moment. I just need a drink. I need a minute to myself, right? Well, in those moments, our children experience abandonment. They know it. They know it because here's why. Children are incredible feeling beings. They don't believe what we say, and they don't even have the cognition to really process it. But what is unfiltered for children is their ability to feel. They know what's going on inside of us. We can't hide it from them. They feel it. And so while our words may, and we may have a smile on our face, go, oh, I'll be up in just a second. I can't wait to play. Underneath it, they feel inside that we're screaming, God, the last thing I want to do is to go play dolls right now or go throw the football or play video games or sit with you. All I want is a moment to myself to go pull some weeds in the garden, go have a glass of wine, go do something. I just need a break. And in that moment, our child experiences severe trauma. Now, that's not saying you're a bad parent. And it's not to say that your child is to blame or that you're to blame because your child is now a narcissist or now has addiction issues or keeps picking these terrible partners and is shunning you and saying you're a terrible parent. What it brings to light is how absolutely overwhelming the job is of parenting. Like when you do the research, if people realize literally those moments leave trauma in our children, nobody would be a parent. Like who wants to sign up for that? But that's what it requires. To leave our child without any wounds, it would require us to be perfect that in every one of those moments, we would be able to go, oh, yeah, but a terrible day, but who cares? Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Not yes, I won't even say, wait a minute, I'm going to drop everything. I'm going to be there for you. That's what it would require. Well, that's just not humanly possible. So how is a parent to blame? How could anyone say that you or anyone else is a bad parent? It's just not even true. But conversely, we all have to take ownership that because we're perfectly imperfect, because we're human, because the job of parenting requires so much, that we all left wounds in our children. And we're watching them play out in their lives. The struggles they're having are almost always a direct result of our perfect imperfection, our emotional imperfection when we raise them. And our inability to own that, our denial of that fact, that's the real abuse. That to me is what's unspeakable. The parent who won't acknowledge that they made mistakes, and those mistakes are showing up in their adult child's lives. That's the unforgivable sin. To not be able to sit with their child and listen to their child's voice. They may be 20 or 30 or 40 years old right now, and that adult won't even listen to anything about their imperfections. That part is unforgivable. It's also heartbreaking, because you know what it says about that parent? That they were so tormented as a child, they can't be wrong. So even them, they can't be blamed. But that's the critical thing we have to start addressing as a society, is that we make mistakes and they leave indelible marks on our child. And there's nothing wrong with us. We are not bad people. The only time this crosses over into something that's really egregious is when we become aware of this and we choose not to face it. We choose not to get better as a parent. We choose not to learn. Even if our kids are 30 years old, we need to go back and heal. I had a woman today, 80 years old, reach out to me because she watched some of my videos and realized, oh my God, my narcissist daughter is because of me. I smothered her. I overloved her. I created a golden, spoiled little girl. I did this. I'm 80 years old. Can you help me? Can I turn this around? That is a perfectly imperfect mother who's willing to do what it takes. That shows how much she cared. But because we don't teach what it takes to not leave these scars in our children, that what it requires is us for us to make amends to our child for our perfect imperfections, that we need to address this constantly. As I say, if we're not apologizing to our children 1 to 3 times a day, we're not even present in our child's lives. That's a parent who doesn't care, but that's not true. That's unfair. It's a parent who doesn't know. It hasn't been taught that when we make a mistake, it's the healthy and loving thing to do, to tell our child, no matter what age, oops, Dad blew that one. I'm going to keep working on it. Didn't mean to do that, but I make mistakes. See, in that moment, we teach our child humility. We teach them grace. We teach them that you don't have to be falsely empowered and never be wrong. Parents have this idea of, I'm the boss. I have to be right. I need authority. And the only way to have authority is I'm never wrong. And then they have a narcissist child and go, how did that happen? Oh, they couldn't be wrong either. Gee, I wonder where they learned it. It's like when I talk to parents, I say, look, whatever's going on in your child, look at yourself, because you taught them. That's what's fascinating to me. People reach out to me because their kids are struggling, and they act as though their child was raised in a vacuum, that they and their ex or current spouse had nothing to do with it. Behavioral science has shown for almost centuries we become our childhood, the first 3 years and the first 7, really. The first 3 years is pretty much cemented. But by age 7, those years are critical. And so people are reaching out to me wondering why their child is this way and completely oblivious to behavioral science, which has shown this. It's documented fact. It's not even up for debate. Your child's struggles are a direct reflection of your own internal emotional struggles. If you want to help your child and you see something going on in your child of any age, even if they're 50 years old, If you see something going on emotionally in your child, it's a direct reflection of you and your partner's raising of them. The best thing you can do for them, the most kind and loving thing you can do for your child, is to make your own recovery your focus. That's how you love your child. That's how you heal your child. Because your perfectly imperfect parents weren't taught that when they said to you, just a second, I'll do it later, let me do this first. Because inside they feel, I had a client tonight. That's what spurred this video. We're talking about this. He's dealing with all of this. And he got on the call. And he was so excited. He goes, you know what? My daughter asked me after dinner if we could color. And I was halfway through the sentence of saying, no, I got to do the dishes. And he goes, but everything we're talking about, I paused. And I realized, why do I have to do the dishes? I'm just trying to avoid. I'm scared of connecting with my daughter. I don't know what to do with that. But also, because in my house growing up, the dishes had to be done, or you were a bad kid, I realized I was about to leave that same imprint on my daughter that there's something bad and defective and wrong with you unless the dishes are done right after dinner. Instead, I paused and I went, you know what? Yes, we can. And he goes, you know what? I didn't even do the dishes. I did them the next day. And for the first time, I woke up not feeling guilty for leaving and ignoring my daughter. That's parenting. That's what all of us have gone through as children. Parents who were raised by parents, who were raised by parents, 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 who had tremendous emotional fears that they never have been taught to deal with because our society says don't deal with them, and they just pass them down. And we find all this myriad of coping skills and denial mechanisms to hide behind our perfect imperfections as a parent and go, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong. My child ended up this way. I don't know how it happened. I'll never forget my dad asking me, just before he died, why did my brother and I end up with narcissistic sociopaths as wives? And I looked at him and I said, Dad, is that a question? Like, I knew my dad had an issue with denial. I knew he didn't want to deal with it, but I was kind. I was giving him an opportunity. We can have a real discussion if you're ready for it, but I'm not going to belittle you and shame you for you and my mom's perfect and imperfect parenting of me, but I'd love to have a discussion. And as soon as I said, are you asking a question? No. Your mother and I, we just could never understand. Okay. I'll let you stay where you are. But it breaks my heart that because my father was beat to death, my father couldn't be wrong, so he couldn't have the discussion. So is my father to blame for how he raised me? Okay. Well, he also raised me with a ton of good qualities. Nothing is all bad. Everything is perfectly imperfect. But the solution on both sides is to everybody get out of denial. Start admitting the truth. We leave wounds in our children, and it's showing up in their daily life, and we need to own that. That's parenting. The avoidance of that, that's the real abuse. So I leave it at your feet. Learn about it if you don't know how.
And, okay, so we got to go to a break, and then thank you. I have three callers in the studio. I'm going to come right back to you after the break. But that message is why I give thanks for Jada Pinkett and Will Smith's Red Table Talk, because they put all that shit out on the table, all their childhood stuff, all their personal stuff, and they dealt with it. And they're still dealing with it. Obviously, the healing has not ended, because some people are demonstrating the need for more healing. But I give thanks for those two people who have been so transparent in this journey called life, to share all their garbage, all their childhood stuff, all the drug abuse, all the infidelity, all of that has been on the table if you watch her Red Table Talk. How can we judge people like that? We did a great job all week long judging. Some people want somebody in jail, blah, blah, blah. And I'm at the point where I think I'm going to help us master our emotions and learn the lessons of the drama at the Academy Award that went all over the world, because that's why we were presented it to us on this global platform. So we'll be right back after these breaks, and I'll come back and take your calls. Thank you for your patience.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Callers who've raised their hands, I want to get to them. And keep in mind the last speaker, who was Kenny Weiss. Kenny Weiss was speaking. He's an emotional mastery coach. He's a podcaster and he's an author. And he's the founder of the Greatness Movement to help people achieve emotional mastery and become the greatest version of themselves. The term he used to me was very relevant about perfect imperfect, perfectly imperfect parenting. That's what we all, if you've been a parent, you know that you were perfectly imperfect. We did the best we can. I know I was a very critical parent because that's what my parents were with me. They were very critical. And I took that as a quality that I wanted to continue, obviously. So I was very critical with my two sons, and their dad may have been the same because we both had alcoholic parents, for one. And we had issues about being, we were perfectly imperfect. And now the behavior of my two sons, I can see the criticism that they're trying to overcome. And it's all good because I talk to them about everything. I don't leave anything out. We talk about sex. We talk about everything, some things at least. So let me go to the phone, and I want to hear from you because you've heard my subjective truth and you're hearing from experts and people who have done the homework and studied and all that. And we want to get out of this duality of judging what happened on Sunday, other than a lesson to be learned about being perfectly imperfect parents and about how we need to heal this desire to slap people. And I'm first and foremost guilty of that when I talk about masks. So let's go to you and your comments. Press 1 if you're in the studio, and the number is 515-605-9325. So I'm 773-366. Your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead with your comment or question.
Hey, Viata. It's Naima. How are you?
You're on a different number. Okay, go ahead.
And yeah, so the other phone is charging up, so I had to call on the other line. So
okay.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you're addressing this topic in this way. And it was a wonderful presentation we heard that I really think helps people put things in perspective, because I don't care how much fame you get, I don't care how much money you get, I don't care how many accolades you get and awards you get, you're still that wounded, traumatized child on the inside. And something can trigger that pain, and then you react without thinking. And I think what we saw should have helped us understand that, not to, like you say, no judgment or ridicule or blaming or all of that or punishing, but really it should help us understand that the people who are serving time in prison or jail or whatever the case may be, they are also wounded children. And whatever they did was out of that pain that was triggered from whatever trauma they went through in childhood. And it's not to excuse the behavior, it's to understand it so that rather than further traumatize people, we can help them heal, because that's what it's all about. And all of us have been through things. I mean, I had some very difficult experiences with bullying as a child. And then, of course, we know Chris Rock. He did a whole TV series kind of making fun of it. Everybody hates Chris about how he was bullied as a child. Imagine what was triggered in him. You get hit by this great big guy, you know, publicly humiliated, and you can't hit back. You know, that had to reintroduce some trauma for him. And, you know, Will, like you said, going through the thing of feeling bad because he didn't defend his mother when she was getting beat up. So you got all of that, and we're seeing, you know, everybody probably relive some childhood traumas, you know. Jada probably struggling with issues, you know, wanting to feel good about herself, stunning beauty, but still kind of going through the process of rebuilding self-esteem because she's had to do this radical new hairdo. You know, last thing she needed was somebody to kind of make fun of it publicly. But, you know, again, we're still those traumatized children. So if we can realize that everybody's got a trauma that they're holding. I mean, when I had a friend do something to me that I felt publicly humiliated me in a way that was so traumatic, I took her phone out of my phone, did not speak to her again, and just cut her off like she didn't exist. It was just too painful to even talk to her. And it's not like I don't have the capacity to forgive, but the pain was just too deep. It's like you hit a wound that's still there, and it just crumpled me to the point where I couldn't even talk to her ever again. And that's just, and you don't know that the wound is there until someone taps it, and then you scream in pain. So yeah, I didn't get physically violent because we weren't in the same location, but I said some things verbally that were violent, and that is what happens when someone causes you up, or someone makes you recall a pain that you had that was so unbearable, and it was in your childhood where you couldn't fight back because you were a child. So all of us have those things, and if we could realize everybody who's done something to somebody, that's the trigger, that's the reason, then rather than us look at punishment, we can look at how can we help you heal from that traumatized, wounded child that you are so that you can be a healthy adult. That's really what we need to do with everybody.
And I think, Naima, thank you. That's so true for us, and that's our subjective truth. But when I talk to people who have addictions, they're in denial about what you just said and what I say, because they're not at the point, I believe, of accepting and admitting that there's a deep pain that's related to their childhood, some of them. Because the addictions that people have, they're soothing the pain with their with their drug or of choice, whether it's sex or alcohol or whatever. And so that's what I'm learning. I'm still learning that with people who have addictions. They're in denial. Oh, well, I just drink because it tastes good. Okay, but why do you have to drink every day? Well, it tastes good. I'm celebrating something. I hear that. I'm celebrating. But but it's a drug. Oh, well, the denial keeps going. And that's where I'm being healed of the desire to slap people into consciousness that you and I are talking about. But that's why we're here having this discussion. So thank you, Naima, because we're putting this out there, but it's up to those who are in pain to receive it and ask, like the man said, to ask for forgiveness and teach humility in accepting the fact that, yeah, you're not perfect. Your parents weren't perfect. So let's work on that. Let's work on the healing. Stop, get out of denial. But denial, is part of trauma, isn't it? That people are not going to be willing to accept this truth that we're talking about today because they want to continue their source of relief from their pain. And until they come out of that denial, go ahead, do your life. I'm going to heal from my desire to slap people into consciousness. So thank you, Naima, for that that beautiful summary of what we're talking about. So we got another caller. 312-671-2773. Your mic's open. Welcome.
We are in Yashalom. Ahura. We don't die. We multiply. Black is blessed, beautiful, and all about success breeds success. Minister Hallelujah. Robert Floyd Plump, hallelujah, from Chicago, Illinois. And how are you this morning, Dr. B?
I'm doing great, and how are you? Did you have perfect parents, Minister Plump?
No, and I have a verse that I'm looking at. I want to share this right quick with you. This is a verse from St. John, the fourth chapter, 18th verse. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us, and referring to Yahshua, who most know is Jesus Christ, and he's a black man too. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for the love that is his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God when he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him. That is who love God loves his brother. So, we have come to the conclusion, God's will only. God says thou should not kill. Keep it real. God's will only is a way of life that whether we like it or not, we don't have the right to judge people, whether we know or we don't know. What's the difference between right and wrong? But the greatest part is what you said, Dr. V and Naima, is about healing. People don't know that healing equals to 23. And 23 is the way God has incorporated a business way of life. So as a result, we are working on the village or working in the village. It takes a village to raise one child, and no one can raise a kid. So that action, what Will did was acting as a child. And so we have to grow up. We have to man up. And you know, as the words say, when I was a child, I spake and I act and I done things that childs or children do. But now that I'm a man, I must put aside those things and do the things that is right for a man to do. So I am a father, a grandfather, and a great-grandfather, and I'm the caretaker of Chicago because the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington said we must plump the whole community. So we're plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people. And that's why we're on the air today. And we are continuing to promote everybody can help stop the violence, robbing, stealing, and killing, and looting, and the hijacking, and all of those wrong things. Yes, we can't blame, you know, our experience. Our experience becomes our best teacher. However, we are going to still be celebrating on April 15th, Naima Latif, Earth Day birthday, and also Dr. Spencer Leak here in Chicago, Earth Day birthday is on April 15th. And we are going to be doing it with a community breakfast, a car caravan promoting peace. We're going to be promoting peace, freedom, justice, equality, economics, and unity in the community. We're going we're going to be at Harold Washington Park District at 5200 South High Park Boulevard on the 15th in Chicago, and we are inviting everyone, the mayor of the city of Chicago, all the aldermen, and all Chicago and America to stand up with us and man up and woman up, because it's our time now to promote peace, love, unity, marketing people in Chicago, America, and the world. And God bless you. You're welcome. People can zell us at the Harold Washington Foundation at 312-671-2773. God bless you. Thank you for listening to me.
God bless you, my brother. And that is a beautiful example of promoting love, peace, and joy. And that's why we are talking about healing today. And it's all about promoting love, peace, and joy, healing our past, and recognizing it. As the Ken and Weiss said, it's all about forgiveness, because what we really need to be doing after the drama on Sunday is to forgive and be in humility, understand that we have the same childhood issues that the Will Smith has, and that we can start healing ourselves. Fly, first love yourself, and continue to be with people like Minister Plump and those who are promoting the love and the healing that we need. And no fear of Mama AZ, I hear my echo there, but Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Thank us, Dr. Z. A greetings, family. And Minister Plump said 5200 the park. That's a seven. That is so interesting. 5200. Dr. V, send me that video of your guest, the guy, because I'm going to post that to my children, especially my oldest, because she has issues, time to start the healing. Even with Sunday, I can't remember what that added up to. Can you do the digits of Sunday? Because I bet you that's a special number.
It was. I think it was an 11. That was the 27th. And let's see, 9 and 3. It was a 9. Okay. It was 3/27/22. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, and 6. It was a 9. That was a 9. So
that's what
birthing.
I thought. Birthing. That's what I thought. Even what Minister Plump said is 23. 2 and 3 is 5. That's change. Refinement in birthing to heal, birthing the energy into the universe. It's time for a healing, and you know, I'm still here at the facility. I have not been this thick. I don't like that FAT word. I have not been this thick since I was a child, and I've gained almost 55, 60 pounds. I'm not kidding you. And I'm like, oh my God. And what I'm learning to do is to love myself the way that I am, because I'm not completely healed from the time I was a child when the children, I don't want to say kids because they were goat heads. Anyway, the children would stick pins in me and thumbtacks and call me Baby Huey. I went through this, all that drama in my life and going to school and coming from school. They would beat me up because I was such a thick child, and my nickname was with a Baby Huey. And I didn't realize until the other day when I went swimming and I looked in the mirror, I came here with a flat stomach. But I look like pregnant. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just had to love. I had to just look at myself and just love myself and say, you're beautiful. You're okay. I did not realize that I had not gotten over that, you know. And so, family, we have a lot of healing. And Dr. V, I love the freaking bejesus out of you, because you were, from the time I first met you, when I was at Mother Hankins' house, when I met you over the phone, up until this very second, you have grown so much. And I don't want to do this next journey in my life without you being a major part of it, because, sister, you are so special and you are growing. And one other thing, and I want to ask you, I have gout in my right wrist. For those who know or have experienced gout, it is so painful. It messes with your heart. At least it does me. That's how painful it is. What in the world am I not dealing with? It's my right hand, my wrist. What is that? Do you have Louise Hayes'
book? Yes, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mama AZ, for your encouraging words. Yes. Let me mute you for a minute because I can hear an echo. But yes, I have Louise Hayes' book right here. Gout is about the need to dominate impatience and anger. The need to dominate impatience and anger. So the affirmation to heal and get the energy flowing the other direction is, I am safe and secure. I am at peace with myself and with others. And you just discussed or just shared that you're not at peace with yourself and others. So here's something that I was telling my granddaughter loves to drink cold water. And I was telling her, and I was observing the people in my life who are overweight. They love to drink cold water. And I said, okay, is there a connection here? So I looked up, you know, what are the benefits or downside of drinking cold water? Well, it affects your circulation. It constricts your arteries. It does all kinds of things. So I don't know what your beverage choice is, but I would start, number one, start trying to drink all hot teas and warm or room temperature beverages. That's one thing you can start to do. And then the other thing is, you have been through an amazing journey with your surgery and all that. And so I can understand why you would be impatient, a little angry, and wanting to dominate where you can't. So that's the meditation for you. And we can do that after the break. Do some meditation, being safe and secure, at peace with ourselves and with others. That's what I need. You know, I need to meditate on being at peace with others that are wearing this damn mask. Excuse my, you know, even that saying that phrase like that, wearing the damn mask, like I'm not at peace with it. But I need to work on that. That's what I'm working on myself. this desire to slap people with my thoughts, not necessarily. Because when I approach people about the mask, I was like, why are you wearing the mask? I say, you're making me very sad to see you in a mask. And I have this conversation almost begging them. And they take the mask off and smile and say, well, you know, it's just been a habit. And it's like I've been the mask police everywhere I go. Not everywhere, because in the grocery store, I don't have time for that. But whenever I get a chance, if I'm walking and somebody's walking and they got a mask on, I'm going to confront them. I'm going to listen. I'm going to confront them because people are in denial. People are in fear, still in fear, because the campaign propaganda of fear has continued. And what did Minister Plump just say? No fear in love. So I have to approach people not with slap, not with words of anger or bitterness, but with love. You need to take the mask off. I love you. I might even start just approach. I love you. I see that you're still wearing your mask. And I want to tell you, I love you. And the Creator, the Spirit of the Most High, loves you and wants to see you breathing freely. And usually they're the people I've confronted, they take the mask off, smile and laugh, and they go on without the mask. So anyway, we got to take a break. So after the break, Mama AZ, we'll do a meditation on being at peace with ourselves and others, because that's where I need healing with, being at peace with others and being at peace with where I am and just that being enough. And then change whatever habits we can change to help the body let go of the extra weight if we can. But it is a process, you know, and you be patient. I speak patience over me and you. We all have to be patient as we journey out of the twilight zone. Do 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 do.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, I don't know where that went. But...
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks mindfulnessmoments.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Of the 2022 transition year. This is a year of transformation. We can all come together every day on the Female Solution and talk about whatever it is that you're concerned about and then work together collectively to heal. We're going to do some meditation in a little bit on being at peace with ourselves and with others. And that's so important because stress is what happens in the body when you're not at peace with yourself and others. But let me go to the phone. We have a caller who's pressed 1-312-568. Your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
Darva Watkins. Are you referring to me? I'm Darva Watkins with the Women Are Rising Ministries.
Well, welcome, Darva Watkins. 312-568. That's you. Welcome.
Oh, welcome, and God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to come in. And I'm so grateful for the Honorable Minister Plump for inviting me again, because I have come to the show in the past. And so I just wanted to come and speak for a second if I could.
Go right ahead, sister.
Okay, I wanted to share with you guys that we are doing something great with the Harold Washington Legacy. And what we are doing is having a big event for his 100 year. He would be 100 years old on the April the 15th. And so I am the park president of Harold Washington Park. And the reason why I became president is because no one was doing anything with the Harold Washington Park for years. And I decided that I would go and help him with his legacy, because my first political experience was with the late Mayor Harold Washington many, many, many years ago. And so I wanted to let everyone know that we are putting together a gala for the Honorable late Mayor Harold Washington at the Harold Washington Park. And anybody that wants to get involved can contact me or either the Honorable Plump, Minister Plump. And so I just wanted to share that today with you guys. That would take place on Friday. His birthday would be on the 15th, but this will take place, on the 15th, on his birthday. And so that's that Friday. So I just want to let everybody know about that. And I want to say that I have been following you on Facebook. My sister, you're great. You're doing great things. And I hope that I can be part of what Yah has called us to bring unity in the communities. And that's what we are doing with our war, Women Are Rising Ministry, because we are in a spiritual war. And we must take back what the enemy has stolen from us. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. God bless you. So we are our Chicago. Remember, sister, this is a global platform, and I appreciate all the advertisement for Chicago and Minister or Honorable Harold Washington. I want to ask you a question, because the topic today is emotional mastering and healing the desire to slap. So we're talking about getting to the root of our desire to slap, which is childhood. Now, so I have a question for you. Did you have perfect parents?
No, I did not have perfect parents, but I have spiritual parents, parents that live to be holy as the word of God speaks and tell us to be holy because he's holy. And then I'll say this holy. And so I had holy parents, but not perfect parents. No, nobody is perfect. There is no perfect, Mark the perfect man. There is none.
Have you recognized some of the things, challenges you have in your adult life may have been because you didn't have perfect parents?
Well, yes and no. The reason why I say this, my sister, is because I noticed something about growing up, because I grew up with the Holy Spirit. I was not raised up in church. I was raised up with the Holy Spirit. I was trained up with Yah. And so a lot of my teachings came from Yah as a little girl, because at 5 years of age, I got hit by a car and I could have died while Pastor was driving the car that hit me when I was five on the west side. So what I want to say to you is that I believe this, that people do not understand obedience is so important to for everything, including with your parents. And so as an obedient child, because I had 11 brothers and sisters, so I had the Joseph syndrome. And so what I'm saying to you, even though I had 11 brothers and sisters, but I always obeyed my mother. But let me say this, what I tell people in the whole wide world, you have to first obey God. When you obey God, then you will obey your parents, and then God will bless you. Many people today are not obedient to God, and therefore they cannot be obedient or was not obedient to their parents. And obedience
So how do you define the word God? Define God for us, because some people
have different definitions. Right. Well, God is an entity. It's not a name. That's not his name. His name is Yahshua and Yahweh. But he's an entity just like I am. God is the creator of all every and anything that was created. God is unsearchable. He's omnipresent, omniscient. God is his title, just like my title. My name is Darva, but my title and my entity is I am a mother. I am a woman. I am a female. And so that's what Yah is. But we don't call him by his name, because what did he say in the word? It's my people who are called by my name. And so therefore, hallelujah, God, don't get me too hallelujah. And so what I'm saying is God is a superior being that is unsearchable. And we don't look at the God like that. What we have to do is look at the testimonies that is given over thousands of years to know that God and Yah, his name is Yah, Yahshua, he is real. He's everything. And so this is why I tell people, you got to understand that, but you got to have the relationship. People today do not have a spiritual relationship. They have a religion relationship with Yah.
Wow. Okay. So thank you, sister. I really appreciate your honesty and your comment, because thank you. We're going to go to an affirmation, a meditation right now. And that sister is an example to me of a subjective truth, that her experience and the reason she's so powerful in her journey right now is because she's had a relationship with her God. Now, I would just say that subjective truth is very relevant for most people. But my experience, my subjective truth is this. First of all, God's not a he in my life anymore, because nature is the spirit of the universe, in my opinion. But I look at as God, and this is my subjective truth, so we get to share our subjective truth. I look at God as nature. Nature is everywhere, and that God is a spirit of truth, love, and light that comes from the universe. And it's not a he in my life anymore. I don't say God he anymore, because it's a they or a we. But we have to, I think, bring in the feminine and masculine in our relationship with the creator of the universe and or the spirit, which is nature. When I look around my yard right now, the birds are God. The trees are God. The grass is God. The heavens are Yahuwah. I call him Yahuwah, and she and I are on that same level of name calling for the creator, because the letters Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh are the tetragrammaton that have fire and meaning. So thank you, sister, for sharing your subjective truth. I share my subjective. We all come together to share our experience on this earth and to be in peace. So let's do an I am. And because she spoke of I am, I want to bring in this I am affirmation, because Mama AZ brought out the idea that if she's suffering with gout in the healing book of Louise Hay says it's a need to dominate impatience and anger. In order to overcome that gout, number one, start drinking your hot teas, Mama AZ. That's all you're drinking is hot teas and room temperature beverages, no cold, because cold water constricts and interferes with digestion and circulation. So it may be hard for some of us. I'll come back and ask you. But we want to say, I am safe and secure. I am at peace with myself and with others. And let's just listen to this powerful I am affirmations that can raise your vibration, your frequency of truth in your body. And that's what we're doing today.
I am is your genuine self, your authentic consciousness. That which you attach to I am with repetition, with consistency, and with deep belief is what you are and what you become. I am abundance. I am beauty. I am strength. I am happiness. I am gratitude. I am strong. I am wise. I am wonderful. I am persistent. I am positive. I am successful. I am determined. I am motivated. I am confident. I am thoughtful. I am considerate. I am compassionate. I am integrity. I am intelligence. I am truth. I am wealth. I am health. I am plenty. I am good. I am mind. I am joy. I am one. I am perfect. I am peace. I am whole. I am grateful. I am secure. I am free. I am consciousness. I am awareness. I am mind. I am insight. I am illumination. I am enlightenment. I am heaven. I am unlimited. I am harmony. I am prosperous. I am success. I am magnetic. I am gifted. I am vitality. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am pure. I am noble. I am awake. I am allowing. I am creative. I am blessed. I am worthy. I am blissful. I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am grace. I am focused. I am kindness. I am imagination. I am inspired. I am vibration. I am divinity. I am light. I am the life. I am the way. I am divine. I am source. I am you. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm becoming. I am who I will be. I am perfect. I am perfection. I am that I am. I am that I am.
So, Mama Z, I want to ask, how did that affirmation song feel to you, especially? Your mic is open.
Give thanks. I didn't really, that one right there did not roll with my spirit. However, it's okay. I have one that I do every morning. By Hezekiah Walker.
Oh, yeah.
I am grateful. And that really unlocks my spirit. And I'm drinking, I don't drink cold stuff.
Good.
You know, because I'm already cold, but I will be drinking more hot tea.
Yes. Find a tea that's designed to help you lose weight as well, if you can.
Yes. Most definitely, Dr. V. And I can see it doesn't seem like I'm really at odds with myself, but I am.
Let me leave you also in a tapping session that you can think about doing. As you become aware of your feelings, this is all about being aware of our feelings today, mastering our emotions, then it's good to tap into that and say, even though, you know, you start on the side of your hand, even though I feel frustrated, even though I'm still impatient, even though I have this need to dominate, even though I have this need, even though I'm angry, I love myself anyway. You got it. We don't got to do anything, but we need to want to become aware of these emotions. If Will Smith had done this before he ran up on the stage, we wouldn't be talking about this, but everything's in divine order. He wasn't supposed to have control of his emotions. He's supposed to remind us how we need to get control of our emotions. So tapping into, even though I'm in this place, facility, that I've been in for a while, and I get a little frustrated, I get a little angry and impatient, I deeply love myself, because on some level, we lose the love for self when we are angry, frustrated, and impatient. because our cells are very patient. We should be in alignment with our cells and our blood flow. Our blood flow, our brain, everything is running on a level of patience inside of us, and we get impatient with all the distractions out here. So then tapping on between your eyebrows, I am safe and secure. I am at peace with myself and with others. I am no longer going to be dwelling on other people's behavior. I am going to focus on my need to be at peace. I love myself so much that I don't want to get into imbalance in my body. I don't want to get into, I don't want to activate anger and frustration in my body. I'm activating peace and love. I love myself. I'm activating love and peace, and I am at peace. I am safe about myself and secure where I am and with others. Now let me play one more audio with Sadhguru about controlling anger, and an interesting take on what he says about this that I hope will help all of us realize that anger is a natural emotion that comes from within.
Swamiji, can you explain what is life? How can we avoid angry?
I'm sorry, what is?
Explain what is life.
What is life?
Yeah.
Oh. And what's the second part of it?
How can you avoid angry?
How can you avoid anger? If you're driving in the Coimbatore street, you have to avoid the medians which are in placed in odd places. You have to avoid bad drivers. You have to avoid drunken men crossing the street, children crossing the street, all kinds of things. But when you're driving in Coimbatore street, do you have to avoid the moon? I'm asking. Do you have to avoid the moon? No, because the moon is not on the street, isn't it? So similarly, right now are you angry? No? Then why should you avoid it? There's no need to avoid it. It is just that you think anger is an entity. Anger is not an entity. You become angry. You become angry. Anger is not sitting somewhere and you go hit it. There is no such thing. You become angry. When you become angry, is it pleasant for you or unpleasant for you? Unpleasant for you. Unpleasant for others for sure. Unpleasant for yourself also. Today, medical science proves to you, when you're angry, you're actually poisoning your system. You know, we have always known this, but today chemical tests clearly show you that you're actually poisoning your system, generating poison in the system by being angry. So why would you want to poison yourself? It is not a conscious act. You're poisoning yourself, you're causing unpleasantness to yourself only because your mind is not taking instructions from you, isn't it? It is not taking instructions from you. If it was taking instructions from you, you would have said blissfulness, isn't it? You wouldn't say anger. But now when you want to be peaceful, it is getting angry because it is not taking instructions from you. So if your mind is not taking instructions from you, you have to pay a little more attention to it. Why is it not taking instructions from you? If you understand this, you don't have to avoid anger. Because anger is not sitting there and getting at you. You are becoming angry. You are becoming unhappy. You are becoming miserable. These things are happening to you essentially because you have not done anything to take your faculties under your control. It is happening accidentally, just by chance. If outside situations are good, you are also good. If outside situations are bad, you're also bad. That is not how human life should be. Human life should be like this. If I am good, everything around me becomes good. This should be the reality, isn't it? Right now, if things around me are whichever way, I will become that way. No, no. Human consciousness should create situations. Right now, situations are creating human consciousness. That's not the right way to shape human life.
So, I think the part of the answer and solution to today's topic of emotional mastering and healing the desire flap is to becoming conscious about what anger does to our body. As he said, it poisons our body. So the next time that we are in a situation and we want to be reactive to the situation, consciousness teaches us that you have a choice on how to respond to the situation or react. But in the case of the Academy Awards event, there was unconsciousness displayed for us. That was a beautiful, beautiful display of unconsciousness, that the situations around us can influence how we react to words in this case. And that's how I am with the mask, is that the situations I find myself in where I see people not expressing words, but their behavior has been causing me to react in my mind at first with anger and resentment. And then I want to slap them in my mind. But then now, after today, I am going to be more aware of what anger does to the body. Number one, it poisons the body. As he said, they've done tests and scientific to show that anger as a choice will poison your body. So if we don't want to poison ourselves, that means we have to love ourselves. So let us be more conscious so that we express the love of self first. Because remember, fly is first love yourself. If we're in situations that are triggering us, especially triggering our childhood memories of what mommy and daddy did to us, then we can all become more conscious, realizing that our choice of how we respond to the situation is either going to poison our body or bless our bodies. And as the sister pointed out, a relationship with nature in my world, a relationship with nature and the spirit of love in the universe is what will help us respond with more love. So thank you so much for being here today. I hope you'll share this with those who are still struggling with reacting to situations that happened on Sunday, and get more into responding, with all of us having a need to be conscious about how we react or respond in certain situations. And the idea today is to be more loving. That's the solution Blog Talk shows are about all week long. We women on the Female Solution share our subjective experience,
but you can hear every and, show.
I bring experts on Friday morning and Sunday night to help us think about the brain, the powerful mind-body spirit connection we have, and help us be more conscious. My job on this planet is to raise the consciousness, and it starts with me. I realize more and more that it was about me. It wasn't about them. It was about me. And gratitude and forgiveness, and choosing to respond with love in every situation, and not the way it was demonstrated to us by an actor and his spouse and their definition of love. We're going to love ourselves first and not choose not to react in any other way but to respond in love. So we're going to say bye and thank you to our global family.
Thank you. To our family in China, xiexie.
Xiexie.
Zanyaba. Japan. Arigato. Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, jeonkunyeong. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria,
Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.